第一章从第三节开始。
Beginning with verse 3 in chapter 1.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
啊，上面一小段我就不读了，但是弟兄姊妹们，不过常常你都会读到、听到、想到，神给我们那个天上各样属灵的福气究竟是什么。
And I won't go on to read the rest of the chapter, but brothers and sisters, often we will see, we'll hear, we'll think about what these spiritual blessings are given by God to us.
不管我们了解到有多少。
And no matter how much we understand.
但是你知道天上各样属灵的福气是包括非常广大的那一个内容。
But we know that all the spiritual blessings from the heavens, it has include a very big area.
以弗所书第一章里面就一项一项选了好几项很主要的选出来。
And so in the first chapter of Ephesians, it tells us one by one, the most prominent, types of blessings.
而每一件事摆在那里的事情都鼓舞我们知道怎么来跟随主的。
And every one that is laid out in here is to encourage us how to follow the Lord.
因为他那些字句非常清楚地向我们指出我们的前途是什么，我们的道路该怎么走。
Because these words tell us very clearlywhat is our future and how we should walk on this path.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次我和弟兄姊妹们开始要来看一看诗篇这一个部分的神的话语。
And this time, I would like to begin to look at the words in the Psalms of brothers and sisters.
不是说整卷的诗篇来细细的去读。
And we are not going into details of the whole book of the book of Psalms.
今天我只是把诗篇里面弟兄姊妹们在过去所比较少注意到的一个事实，我和弟兄姊妹们来交通。
And today I would just like to share with you on the parts of the Psalms that which we normally may pay less attention to.
我们先把这一个次序弄好。
So we first sort out this order.
然后我们从12号的晚上的恢复读经聚会的时候，我们就开始从第一章开始往前面去看。
So then when we resume our Bible study on the 12th, the evening of 12th, we will go into the book of Psalms and beginning to study it from chapter 1.
但是也不是说每章都细细看。
But which is not to say we're going to into details in each chapter.
我因为在里边有许许多多的话语很重复。
Because within the book, there are a lot of words that are repeated.
内容很相同。
And the contents are similar.
那么我们就找其中一个非常能突出神说话的那个心思的，我们去留意。
But what we will pay attention to is what would highlight the heart of God when He speaks.
其余的我们是用来在交通的里面提到，我们注意到的这是什么。
And the rest we'll just mention in our sharing.
那么这次的交通呢，我想弟兄姊妹们先来留意一些问题了。
And so this time when we share, we'd like to point out some of the questions that we will pay attention to.
那所以请弟兄姊妹们再翻到诗篇第一篇。
So let's turn to Psalms chapter 1.
我们再读一两节经文。
We will read a couple of verses.
那诗篇第一篇
Psalm 1
的第一节开始
Beginning with verse 1
不从恶人不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Psalm 1 verse 1, How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. It will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does is prosperous. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
我们这样读过诗篇第一篇，
and when we finish reading Psalm 1,
你就觉得里边内容没有什么很特别的啊。
And you might find that there's nothing special in its content.
你诗篇里头不说出来，世界上的人都是这样说的了。
Even if it's not mentioned in the psalm, the people of the world would say the same thing.
那为什么诗篇第一篇就说出这样好像很平凡的事情？
Then why is that in Psalm 1, it seems like it's telling something that is very ordinary.
弟兄姊妹常常听到。
And verses that you might hear.
尤其是一个初信的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for a new believer.
如果你信了主。
After you believe in the Lord.
你要和主维持着交通。
And if you want to maintain the fellowship with the Lord.
那你怎么去维持这在主面前的交通呢？
And how do you maintain this fellowship before the Lord?
那与主交通就是一面是借着读经，一面是借着祷告，一面是借着和神的儿女们的交通。
And fellowship with God is through reading the Bible and praying and also fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
那就是说的聚会了。
That which is, we're talking about the gathering.
但是不管你在哪一方面来和主有交通。
But it doesn't matter how you fellowship with the Lord.
你都很清楚地知道一件事情。
That's one thing you can know very clearly.
神把救恩给我们。
And God gives us this salvation.
他究竟要把我们领到一个什么的光景？
Where is he going to lead us to what condition?
当然首先要推出来的，推摆出来的就是。
First thing we want to lay out.
为什么我们需要救恩？
Is that why do we need salvation?
神把救恩赏给我们的时候他怎么来做工？
When God gives us salvation, how does he work?
那这是我们信主不久就很容易就碰到的弟兄姊妹们彼此的劝勉的里头的一些内容。
This is something that we would easily encounter when we fellowship with brothers and sisters once we believe.
所以很多弟兄姊妹们都说，你开始读圣经的除了你先读那个有约翰福音。
So, my sister would say that when you first read the Bible, besides reading the Gospel of John,
你同时也学习读那个诗篇。
And at the same time, you should learn to read the Psalms at the same time.
因为约翰福音可以给我们知道神救赎的恩典是如何安排和执行。
Because in the Gospel of John, it will let us see what is the arrangement of the grace of God in terms of salvation.
诗篇就会把我们带到一个地步，看见神怎么样来做成那个救恩。
And the Psalms will let us see how God accomplishes or finishes work of salvation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是一些有 在主面前经历过来的弟兄姊妹们都觉得的是对我们个人的属灵的追求很有帮助的一些叫指导吧。
This is the common feeling of verses who have some experiences in the Lord. This is how they would help us or teach us.
但是当我们一读诗篇的时候呢
？But when we read the Psalms,
我们又觉得有很多困扰在那里。
And we might think this is confusing.
因为里面说的话并不是很太多。
Because there's not many words in it.
话是很多。
Even though there are quite some words,
内容就好像并不是太多。
But in terms of the content, it's not that much.
尤其是说到当我们落在难处里面的时候，我们怎么在神面前寻求我们该走的路。
Especially we mentioned when we're in the midst of hardship, how should we seek after God in terms of our way before
Him? 这一个意思在诗篇里边很多。
And this is throughout the book of Psalms.
那所以我说我们不会把每一篇诗篇来细细的读。
So that's why I said that we would not go into details in each chapter of the Psalm.
我们只是读那个他们主题里面的内容。
We will only read the content of the main thing.
但是我们要问的。
But what we need to ask is,
让神为什么这样翻来覆去的说话呢？
Why would God keep repeating his words?
有一个问题，也许弟兄姊妹们是比较少想思念到的。
That's one of the questions that brothers and sisters may not think about it often.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.
一读进去的时候，刚才我们读过。
We just read it. Once you read it,
就是说到那个义人和恶人的那一个前途。
It talks about the future of the righteous and the wicked.
你说这个话神不说，我们都知道啊。
You might say that even if God doesn't mention it, we already know about it.
神为什么要说这个话呢
？Why would God say anything about it?
问题就有了。
So that's the question here.
那当神一给说到这些话的时候
，When God mentions these words，
就很清楚的让我们留意到。
He let us see it very.
刚才我们读的那段以弗所书上所提到的事情。
The things are mentioned in the chapter that we read in Ephesians。
头一件事情是什么呢
？What is the first thing？
是说出神为我们预备这个救赎的恩典。是从什么时候开始
？It tells us when did God first start to prepare this grace of salvation for us？
提示就说到这一个神预备我们的救恩是什么一个内容
？And then it talks about the substance of the salvation that is prepared by God for us。
第三就是看到救恩。所给我们的结局是什么
？And then thirdly, it will be what is the future, the ending of the salvation for us.
第四呢，就是把我们带到一个体会里头，当神的救恩在人的身上做成的时候。
And then fourthly, let us to bring us into this understanding when the salvation is accomplished in.
带出一个什么结果在宇宙中
？What is the result?That is brought forth in this universe.
那弟兄姊妹们，虽然好像很简单的那个问题，我们也常常会听到。
And even though these might be simple questions that we might hear often,
但是当我们真的是来读诗篇这一卷书的时候
，But we truly read into the Psalms,
你发觉很有意思。
And you discover it's very interesting.
一开头就说义人和恶人的。他们所面对的问题。
In the very beginning, already mentioned about the things that the wicked and the righteous will face.
这是诗篇的起头。
This is the beginning of the Psalms.
但诗篇一直读下去的时候呢
？But if you continue to read on in the book of Psalms,
读到最末了的时候
，And when you go to the very end,
你读出一个什么结果来
？What kind of ending would you find？
你就读出了神。是接连不断的接受侍奉敬拜的神。
That God is the God who accepts service and worship continuously.
一切在救恩里面的人
，All those that are in salvation，
都是造成了那个神受敬拜的 的一个依据。
They are the basis of God's receiving His worship.
这些还不是最大的事。
But this is still not the biggest.
最大的事是什么呢
？What is the greatest?
如果你看到最末了的时候
，If you read the very end,
诗篇所带给我们所看到那个那一个对神的侍奉和敬拜
，That the worship and the service that is brought forth in the Book of Psalms.
范围有多大？
How big is the boundary?
全宇宙。
The whole universe.
内容有多少呢
？And what is the depth of the content?
神所要做这件事情的那个最起初的目的是什么
？And what is the very beginning, the very first purpose of God wanting to do this?
比较简单的说来
，And to put it more simply,
神在创世纪第一章。给我们看到神造人的那一个经历。
The God let us see the experience that He had when He created man.
那么就提出了那神造人的目的是什么呢
？And it tells us what is the purpose of God creating man.
那这些事情平常我们的弟兄姊妹的交通里头零零碎碎你都会碰到。
And then these are the things that we encounter in Francis's fellowship, even though maybe it's in bits and pieces.
但是来到我们读诗篇的时候，能把神在整个救赎的恩典的为什么要有恩典的开始
？But when we come to Psalms in this grace of redemption, it begins with why we have this grace.
恩典的方法。做好了以后
，and after the method of grace accomplished，
人在这个恩典的方法里边走过来是怎么走
？and how would man go through this method of grace of salvation？
走到最末了的时候，就带出一个什么结果
？and when it comes to the very end， what is the consequence？
比如说，如果我们会按照圣灵的引导，把这几个事情在。诗篇里边，你找出他们的关联的时候
，If you can find the relationship in the Book of Psalms by the guiding of the Holy Spirit，
你会留意到一件事情
，Then you will see one thing。
诗篇虽然是一卷书
，Even though the Book of Psalms is one book，
但是这一卷书确实把神在创世以前所安排的，一直等到将来神那个救赎的。工作做完成到了最末了新天新地出来的时候那个过程那个关键是什么
So the whole book would tell us the arrangement before the foundation of the world all the way to the very end when the new heaven and new earth appears what is the process in between
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
那因此当我们来读诗篇的时候
So when we read the book of Psalms
我们对诗篇是有一个一般性的那个认识。
We have a general understanding of this book.
诗篇是一个特别在属灵的认识和学习上，把我们带到神面前的一条捷径。
This is a shortcut. The Book of Psalms is a shortcut for us in terms of spiritual learning and understanding.
但是问题在这里。
But there's an issue here.
诗篇。可以说是那个是一个捷径。
We can call the book of Psalms a shortcut.
但是这个捷径本身并不捷径。
But the shortcut is not quite a shortcut.
因为这个捷径所要求的最根本的事情，神自己去做。
Because what this shortcut requires of the very basic thing is actually done by God.
从开始到末了都是神自己。在那里主持
，because from the very beginning to the very end, it's all done by God.
但是人要从神手里头接受这一个救恩呢
？But for man to receive this salvation from the hand of God,
既然就是恩，就不会太难。
And because we call it grace, then it's not very difficult.
但是虽然说不是太难
，even though it's not too difficult，
但是在人的身上要执行的时候。又是有点困难
But when it needs to be worked out in man that there is some difficulty
那这个我们就要从诗篇里头来按照他的那所提的次序来看了
then we'll read it as the order of the book of Psalms is arranged.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们都，如果你读诗篇读得很比较细一点的话，
Brothers, if you're careful in reading the book of Psalms,
你知道诗篇本身又分成五个大段落，
and you know that the book of Psalms is divided into five bigger parts.
每一个大段落有连结的关系。
And each of these five parts, they are connected.
但是这五个段落呢, 就不是按照历史的次序来排列出来。
But these parts are not arranged according to history.
而是按照我们在神面前学习属灵功课的那一个经历的经过来发表。
But it's expressed in terms of our learning, the process of our spiritual learning.
简单的来说,
to put it simply,
神先把那个大问题全解决了。
God first solved the big issue.
然后就是人在神的面前如何去接受神这个已经做成的。
And then it's for men how he would receive or to appropriate what God has already finished.
那弟兄姊妹，你听着我这样一说，你说这个话不是有矛盾吗？
And brothers, you might, when you hear this, you might say, isn't that contradictory?
神既然把一切都做好了，
since God has already accomplished everything,
人到神面前就是迎过来。
The man comes to God and
receives. 那不是很简单的事情吗？
Isn't that a very simple matter?
因着这一个问题一摆出来，
because this, when this issue is laid out,
我们就知道 神把救恩预备出来，他有一个前提。
That there is a premise before when God laid out this salvation.
那个前提是什么？
So what is this premise?
就是人被造的目的。
Which is the purpose of the creation of man.
那么这个我们在平常其他的交通里头，弟兄姊妹大部分心思上已经有这个概念的。
And I think by all the sharing that we have, brothers and sisters will already have a concept in your mind.
人为什么要注意救恩呢？
Why do men need to pay attention to salvation?
那就和神造人这个目的就有连接起来了。
And there's a connection of men being created.
我们读创世纪的时候，
When we read the book of Genesis,
你读到神造人的时候是很清楚地宣告了那个造人的目的。
And God has very clearly declared the purpose of creating men.
造人的目的是要借着被造的人来显明造人的神本身的荣耀、尊贵、能力和丰富。It
is through the created man God is to manifest his own glory, honor, abundance, and power.
那也就是说，
Which is to say,
如果要在神所造的一切的物件里头找一个很具体的本身就可以把神整个的发表出来。
When you say if, among all the creations of God, if he was to pick one to manifest his complete glory and honor,
神的定规就是说你看看人就可以。
Then God for sure would say you can just look at man.
因为人的被造就是按照神的形象造出来。
Because man was created after God's image.
神是怎样的， 人被造出来的人也就是该怎样。
However God is, the created man should be also.
那这个是神起初的目的。
And this is the original purpose of God.
但神把那个照着他的形象被造出来的人造出来以后，
So after God created man who is after his own image,
那他起什么功用呢？
What function does man have?
神就要把整个万有整个的宇宙 交托给人去替神管理。
And God is to entrust all that he has created, all the universe for man to manage.
这两点就是神造人的目的。
And these are the two points of the reasons of God creating man.
人不是像无神的人所说的， 就是跟着自然的发展，就人就自然的跑出来。
It's not like the atheists that would say that man just come about because of natural progression.
那么这些事情是别人去争论了。我们在这里不谈它。
And this is for others to argue. We were not going to it today.
我们只谈神，要叫我们所看见的那些事情。
And we just want to look at the things that God wants us to see.
原来起初神造人的时候，要神这本身，毫无保留的借着人来发表出来。
Because when God created man, He wanted.To manifest himself freely in man and.
所以我们称为人，哎呀，这个事情很太荣耀了。
And so that's why it is such a glorious matter that we are called man.
你不知道自己是荣耀到什么一个地步。
And you have no idea how glorious you are.
但是在神造人的时候，神就定规了人要到一个什么地步。
But when God created man, He has already determined the condition that man should be.
神的荣耀是借着。人来发表。
So God's glory is manifested through man.
神的权柄要借着神人来执行。
And the authority of God will be executed by man.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
这就是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose of God creating man.
那神造人的目的做什么呢？
So why does he create man?
那当然这前面还有故事，还有历史。
And of course there's still more history about this.
我简单提提就好。
But I just want to mention it briefly.
乃是因着撒旦的悖逆而与神做对头。
It was because of the rebellion of Satan and he became the enemy of God.
神要撒旦服下来。
That God wants to subdue Satan.
但是神不是用他自己的能力直接来对付他。
But God did not use his own ability to deal with Satan.
神就用着造人的这一件事情借着人去发表神。
So through the creating of man, God is using man to express God.
神给发表出来了。
When God is expressed,
引出那个结果就是
The result is,
对付神的那个撒旦就蒙羞了。
That Satan, who was the adversary of God, would be shamed.
那当然，在这一个事情上头，就引出一些很严肃的事情。
But of course, among all these things, they are bringing forth something very serious.
那这些事情，从以弗所书上给我们留意到，在神在创世以前，已经知道后来要发生什么事，神就一步一步的有安排在这里。
And in the book of Ephesians, it already let us know before the foundation of the world, God really knew what was happening, and went step by step, He was going to take care of things.
怎么去解决这个难处？
How to take care of this problem?
怎么把神所要做的毫无保留的显明出来？
And how to manifest what God was to do?
那弟兄姊妹，你现在就知道了。
So brothers, now you know.
整个属灵的事情的进行。
The process of the entire spiritual matter.
本身就是一个属灵的征战。
In and of itself is a spiritual warfare.
而这个征战是为了一个很高的目的。
And this warfare is for a very high purpose.
什么目的呢？
What is this purpose?
神的自己的显明。
The manifestation of God himself.
历史上一直到现在。
In history until today.
有记录的事情都说出。
And all the things that's recorded tell us.
在人的那个所走过的经历里边头，除了有部分的人要寻找他们所不认识的神。
In man's experience, apart from a minority who would seek after God,
但是绝大部分的人心里头根本没有人神，没有神的概念在哪里。
The majority of men did not even have the concept of God.
他们只有一个观念。
They only have this concept.
人都是不算是好人。
That men are not good.
所以他们用这各种各样的方法，叫你做人的日子满足了以后，你就可以到一个好的地方。
So they use all kinds of ways to try to prepare a good place after we're done.
你就不必下地狱。
That you don't have to go to hell.
那这是一般人的心思。
This is the mind of most people.
那这个心思摆在 诗篇第一篇里面，你看是不是同样一件事情
？So he put this mindset into the psalm of the first psalm, isn't it the same thing?
是同样一件事情。
It is the same thing.
就是神怎么会把诗篇第一篇放在用这样来做起头
？Then why would God use this to start to begin the book of Psalms?
正如刚才我和弟兄姊妹提到的。
And just like what I mentioned to you,
当你把诗篇读完了以后
，After you finish reading the book of Psalms,
你就看见那个诗篇所引出来的结局
，And you will see the ending that's brought forth by the book of Psalms
是什么呢
？What is it？
如果你懂得神造人的目的
，If you know the purpose of God creating man，
你就看见这个目的完成了
，Then you see that this purpose is fulfilled。
你说，哎呦，原来诗篇是从这样开始。引到末了是这样的来显明
And you say that, oh, this is the way how the book of Psalms begins and then it continues to the
end. 那么大的一件事情
It's such a great matter.
那读诗篇我们就 只注意到除了平常我们留意它带给我们那个属灵的学习以外我们要提高一层来看到神把诗篇留在圣经里的目的
Then apart from what we usually get from the book of Psalms and spiritual learning, we need to go one step higher and to pay attention to God's heart.
简单的说来就是说诗篇是叫人看到从没有指望的这一个光景被带进神永远的那个荣耀成为他们的产业。
So we have to see from the condition of without hope,to the eternal ending that God would want us to be his eternal inheritance.
引出了一个全宇宙都伏在神的面前敬拜侍奉神。
And to bring forth the whole universe bow down and worship God and serve him.
承认神是配。
And to acknowledge that God is worthy.
那弟兄姊妹你就说了。
And verses you might say this.
这样诗篇不是把创世之一及日之吧到启示录。人完全的包括在里边了吗
？And you might say that isn't it? Then the book of Psalms has included.
感谢主，真的是这样。
It's included totally.
但是我们平常不太会留意到这一个。
And include Genesis to Revelation is something that we normally.
那我们借出来读诗篇，我是就是盼望弟兄姊妹们，你能留意到原来诗篇是包含着这样的一个心。一个内容在里头。
So this time when we share on this book, I'd like my sisters to really pay attention to this context.
它不单是一个属灵生活的指导。
It's not only a guidance in spiritual living.
它更是一个神永远的旨意的执行的记录。
But also a recording of execution of God's eternal will.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们要现在要留意了。
So brothers and sisters, let's pay attention now.
诗篇。如果我们拿起圣经来要找诗篇最方便的方法是怎么找的
If we hold up the Bible and want to look for the book of Psalms, what is the most convenient way to find it?
如果你对圣经是比较熟悉的
If you are rather familiar with the Bible,
你一定是这样找
This is how you would find it.
怎么找呢
How do you find it?
把它一翻放到圣经的当中
So you flip it and flip it to the very middle of the Bible.
整本圣经是人那么厚
Even though the Bible is this thick,
你一翻翻到当中
Did you flip it to the middle?
那个就是诗篇
Then that is the book of Psalms
那这个诗篇呢前面那一节就说到旧约的历史
the beginning part of the book of Psalms talked about the Old Testament
里面的一些很主要的内容呢就是说到前面以后新约要发生的启示
And then the major content is talking about the revelation of the things that is to come in the New Testament.
所以你当我们看到这个诗篇里面的内容是这样包括这样的一个次序在的时候
So if we see this is the order of the things that's mentioned in the book of
Psalms, 那我们读诗篇就会读出更叫我们里面有感觉的那个属灵的渴慕了。
Then we'll have a deeper spiritual desire when we read the book of Psalms.
那么我想弟兄姊妹们，你听我说了这一番话，你对诗篇大概又有一个 宽阔一点的了解。
So I think, for instance, after hearing what I just shared, I think you have a broader concept of what the Book of Psalms is.
那么我想弟兄姊妹们宽广一点再来留意一下。
So I'd like brothers and sisters to use a broader mind to understand this.
那当我们读诗篇第一篇
when we read Psalm 1,
就是说到义人的结局恶人的结局。
It talks about the ending of the righteous and the ending of the wicked.
就好像是一般人所说的这个劝世的引导的。
And it's just like what people would say in the world, that something to warn the world.
你说它没有什么很特别的。
And you say this is not something not very special.
但是当里头的内容一解开。
But when the content is unraveled,
你就发觉难处在哪里。
Then you find that some difficulty.
路两条摆在那里。
There are two ways laid out here.
你选择这一条路你就有这样的结果。
If you choose this path or this way, that's such a consequence.
你选择另外一条路你就有另外一个结果。
And if you choose the other path, then you have another consequence.
这就是很简单的问题嘛。
Isn't that very simple?
怎么会摆在圣经里头？
Why are they placed in the Bible?
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们想刚才特别提到神造人的时候整个的经过。
We mentioned earlier about the whole entire process of God creating man.
用简单的话来说
to put it in simple words,
人在神面前那个荣耀的心思的里头失落了。
That man has fallen from the glorious will of God.
把神给的荣耀失去了。
And they have lost the glory that's given by God.
把神委托的权柄执行不来了。
And they're not able to execute the authority that's entrusted by God.
就看到这个问题是很严重的。
And verses you see, this is a very solemn matter.
严重，但是这个严重呢，是因为在我们生活的范围和那个内容里头，你发觉我们每个人都是这样，那有什么了不起？
But in our daily lives, we'll find that each and every one is like this. So what is the big deal?
没有到结局的时候我们不觉得它有没有很特殊的地方。
When we have not yet come to the end, then we may not find it very important.
连接到结局的时候
But when we connect it to the very end,
你立刻就发觉那个区别是真的是这里怎么说结果就是怎么出现。
Immediately you'll find that whatever it says here, whatever it said here, it will be the case.
神的救恩是什么？
What is God's salvation?
神的救恩不是叫我们在地上做好人。
God's salvation is not for us to be good men on earth.
神的救恩乃是要叫我们在地上的时候，我们从我们与神中间的间隔抵挡转回到神起初造人的目的。
God wants us while we're on earth to turn from having hindrances.
那因此这个问题就变成很大了。
To going back to him. So that's a big matter here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此当我们有了这样的一个概念。
So when we have this concept.
那我们就留意一些事情。
Then we should pay attention to some other matters.
诗篇一共是150篇。
There are 150 chapters in the Book of Psalms.
但其中呢
？And within them,
绝大部分，也可以说最重要的那个部分。
We say the most important part of it.
不是仅仅在那里教导我们怎么去学习经历属灵的学习。
It's not just to teach us how to learn and experience spiritual matters.
很重要的一个那一点呢
？A very important point.
乃是神借着诗篇向人启示神要做什么工，神借着神所做的那个工。把人带回神的面前，回复到 荣耀你。
The most important point is that what God is there to reveal to us what He is to do, the work He is to do, and to bring man into His
original purpose. 所以当我们读诗篇的时候，一面你看见那个属灵的学习。
So when we read the book of Psalms, on one hand we see the spiritual learning.
另一面你看见神怎么来做这个工。
On the other hand, we will see how God does His work.
而神做这一工。那个焦点是什么
？And when God does His work, what is the focus?
这里没有特别提到什么特别的人物的介绍。
Here, there's no special introduction of any man.
但是确实包括了相当的部分，说到有某一个人。
But a lot of it mentions about one person.
他怎么来？做成一些个事。
How he accomplished some matters.
那这一个是什么人呢
？So who is this person?
他你这里也没有明的说出他是谁。
It does not point out who he is very clearly.
但是你读下去的时候，你发觉这一个人怎么他所做的事情跟我们的主到地上来所经历的事情能配合起来的。
But when you read into it, you will find how come what this person did has a connection of what the Lord did when he was on earth.
我们就知道了，诗篇里面那个很基本的内容，乃是说出神怎么做工，把人带回神的面前，而神做工的那一个方法，乃是他的儿子来站在罪人的地位上，把人的整个的。身份地位来做了一个改变。
So the content of the Psalms, and we know that a lot of it is about how God works and bring man back to Him, and by doing so, He is using His Son to bring man back to Him.
所以很有意思的。
So it's very.
如果我先给弟兄姊妹点出来，你就看到。
And I first pointed out to brothers and sisters, and you will see.
你读第一篇。
When you read Psalm 1,
你就读到两条路。
You read about these two paths.
那这两条路呢？就是创世纪里面所说出的那个人堕落的时候的那个最基本的那个事实。
And these two paths is also mentioned in the book of Genesis about after man fall, the basic truth.
就是神要叫人来管理万有的时候。
It is when God wanted man to keep all things.
神给人的那个选择。
God gave man a choice.
也可以说是一个考验吧。
Or maybe we can call it a test.
你这两个人。
These two men.
你要记得你们都是从尘土里头出来。
You have to remember you were from dust.
是神的灵进到你们里边去，你们就成了活的有灵的活人。
And that it is the Spirit of God enters into you, that's why you have become living beings with Spirit.
那所以你们是有一点力气。
So you have some strength.
但是现在你从神那边接过来的那个任务是什么
？But now, what is this mission, this work that you receive from God?
要发表神的权柄。
It's to manifest God's authority.
你凭什么去发表神的权柄
？So by what can you manifest God's authority?
一堆泥出来的东西。
Something that came from dust.
你要发表神的荣耀的事情。
To manifest God's glory.
你凭什么去做
？By what can you do it?
所以神当时就给他们一个拣选。
So God gave them a choice.
神把他们放在伊甸园。
God placed them in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里边有许许多多的那个树木。
And there are many trees inside of Eden.
但神在园子当中摆了两棵。很特别的树木。
But in the middle of the garden, God placed two very special trees.
神告诉他们说。
And God told them.
生命树上的果子你们可以吃。
You can eat of the fruit on the tree of life.
严格说起来。
Strictly speaking.
院子里边所有的树木上的果子你们都可以吃。
All the fruits of the, all the trees in the garden you can eat of.
但是这两棵树的果子呢你们要有一个特别的安排。
But that's a special arrangement for these trees.
生命树 你吃进去这个没有难处。
The tree of life, if you eat of the fruit, that's no problem.
你吃进去就是生命嘛，你得到生命的供应嘛，你就是应用的生命的供应扶持来执行神给你的安排了。
So when you eat of the fruit from the tree of life, then you will eat of life that would sustain you and provide you, enable you to manifest the
life of God. 但是另外的一颗呢？
But the other one,
你按一般的情形来说，你都可以吃。
According to general rules, you can eat of them.
但神说你就不要吃。
But then God said, do not eat of this one.
虽然是可以吃。
Even though you can't.
但是你不要吃。
But you should not.
为什么你不要吃呢？
But why should you not eat of the tree?
神说出那个原因。
God gave the reason.
你要是吃那一棵树。
If you eat of this tree.
你就成为一个很有能力才干的人。
You will become someone who is very able.
几乎与神相同。
It's almost equal with God.
好事。
Isn't that a good matter?
如果你要解决问题的话，
If you want to solve any problems,
你拣选这一个不是最最合我们的思想吗？
Isn't it that best suit us if we choose this tree?
对，
It is true.
但是神说，
But God said,
不过你虽然到了这个地步，
Even if you get to that point,
但是你有一个结果，你也要承担。
But you have to bear one consequence.
什么事？
What is it?
神说你吃的日子。
God said the day you eat of it.
从里面你得着许多的技巧、知识、智慧。
On one hand, you gain much knowledge, wisdom.
几乎和神一样。
It's almost equal with God.
但是你们同时要接受一个结局。
But at the same time, you have to accept this consequence.
你要死。
You will surely die.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常严肃的考验。
And brothers and sisters, a very serious test.
如果从外面的需要来说，你得到一个非常简单的那个解决的方法。
From outward needs, you have gained this very simple matter to resolve problems.
因为一切的事情你凭自己就可以解决了。
Because in all things, you can just count on yourself and resolve the
problem. 因为你吃了分别之后树上的果子的时候，你们就已经有了与神几乎相通的那一种智慧能力了。
Because if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will gain a wisdom that is almost equal to God.
但是你如果吃生命树的果子的话，
But if you are the fruit of the tree of life,
啊，你就不能说，你能做的事，神要做的事情你都能做。
Then you cannot say that whatever God is to do, you can do also.
啊。因为它是生命树。
Because this is the tree of life.
你接过神的生命。
And when you receive the life of God.
你又要让神的生命来管理。
And you will be reigned by the life of God.
那如果你所要做的事情，
If whatever you want to do.
和神要和神的心思里头要做的事情是一致的话，
It's in accordance with what's in God's heart.
这没有难处。
Then that's no problem.
但是假如你所想要做的事情，
But if what you want to do
不是神所要做的事情，
It's not what God wants to do.
那你做还是不做？
Then would you do it or not?
你做。
When you do it,
那就是离开神的心意。
Then you will depart from God's heart.
你不做。
But if you don't,
你是顺服了神的心意，
then you are submissive to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，引出这个问题就好大了。
Then this is a great problem, Francis.
那你一考虑，
when you think about it,
是生命树果子，是否可以吃生命树上的果子，我是可以解决这个问题，但是我必须要放弃我做主的那一个主题。
If we eat of the tree of life, then we have to give up ourselves being the Lord, being the master.
吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of
good and evil, 那我不仅是有了一个各种各样的方法，同时我有了自己的权利。
We have all kinds of methods we can use, and also we have our own authority.
这个是比较自由一点。
Then that's more free.
这个是比较。 适合我的意思一点。
And that would suit myself, my will better.
结果人就拣选这一个。
So at the end, man chose that one.
弟兄姊妹，这一个拣选。
And this choice.
乃是叫人站在与神对立的地位。
It caused men to be standing in the opposite direction of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这些事情，里头的那个实在的意思的时候，
if we see the true meaning in these things,
你才知道，
then you know,
神让人去得着凡里万有的权柄，来彰显神的荣耀。
That God wanted men to have this authority to keep all things, to manage all things, to manifest God's glory.
你只有一条路可以走。
Then that's only one way to go.
那就是接受生命树上的果子。
Which is to receive the fruit from the tree of life.
其他的你也可以同样解决问题。
And for other things that you can still solve
problems. 但是你要必须一个接受，你这个人要走到一个没有指望的结局里。
But you have to accept the fact that you will go to a point that you will have no hope.
弟兄姊妹，当你读诗篇第一篇的时候，
But this is when you read Psalm 1.
有没有读出这样的一个领会来？
Have you had this understanding?
你看诗篇第一篇里面是不是是这样的一个事情？
Can you find this in Psalm 1?
你好好的读神的话，
Read God's word
carefully. 你跟随神的话，
And you follow His word.
你是义人。
You are the righteous one.
你是能带出结果来的。
And you will bring forth this good consequence.
如果你不这样的遵行神的话，
But if you do not obey God's word,
你就成了恶人。
Then you become the wicked.
恶人的结果就是永远就是灭亡。
The ending of the wicked is perishing.
义人的结果就是在神面前蒙悦纳。
The consequence of the righteous person is to be accepted by God.
意思相同的。
The meaning is the same.
但是你留意到所带出来的那个真实的情形就很不一样。
But the true conditions that are brought forth are not the same.
你说，哎呦，这个事情是那么简单。
And you say, oh, this is such a simple matter.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
事情本身是简单。
The matter itself is simple.
但是问题，你要经历这个事情的结果的时候。
But the issue is when you experience the consequence of this matter.
你只有一个拣选。
That's only one choice.
这个拣选就是拣选生命树的果子。
This choice is to accept the fruit of the tree of life.
这个生命树的果子乃是指着神所要在人身上做工的那个方法。
The fruit of tree of life is talking about what God wants to do in man.
神怎么做工在人的身上，让人可以神的做好神所要做的，而不损害人，不损害神在人身上的那一个位置。
And what God, how God works in man is for man to do God's will without hurting or interfering the position of God in man.
那这个是一个非常重要的事情。
And this is a very important matter.
那如果我们把创世纪神说到这一段事情，连到诗篇第一篇的事的话，再连到启示录里头说到最后的结果，我们就看到那个问题的严肃性。
And if we connect what's described in Genesis and with the Psalm 1 and also the end of Revelation, we will see how solemn this matter is.
为什么呢？
And why is
因为当人一拣选生命树的时候，
Because once man chooses the tree of life,
一面是接受的神来做他们的供应，
On one hand they're receiving God as the provision,
一面也能成就神托付他们的那一个委托，
On the other hand they're able to fulfill the entrustment from God.
但是你如果不依靠生命树的果子来做神的工呢？
If you don't depend on the fruit of the tree of life to do God's work, you can be successful.
但是结果就是没有你这个人了。
But at the end is you yourself will be lost.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这两种拣选，
These two choices,
你怎么拣选？
How would you choose?
如果我们知道除了生命树以外我们没有别的路走，
And we know that apart from the tree of life, we have no other way out.
那你就只有拣选生命树来走。
Then you would choose the tree of life to walk your path.
但是当你一拣选生命树来走的时候
，But once you choose the tree of life,
你必须学习一个伏在神的权柄底下的事情。
And you have to learn this lesson of submitting to God's
authority. 那好了，我们现在大概知道这样的事情。
So now we
也比较特别要引起我们注意的事来。
Then I will share with you some of the things that are more special in the book of Psalms.
诗篇一百五十几篇。
The Psalm 150.
一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
其中绝大部分的诗篇是大卫写的。
Oh, among the 150 Psalms, most of them are written by David.
绝大部分。
And most of them.
然后所罗门写了两篇
，and then two were written by Solomon.
是摩西写了一篇
，and Moses wrote one.
可拉的后裔，西曼的后裔，他们这些在圣殿里面唱歌的人，他们就写了零零碎碎的几篇。
And the descendants of Korah and Simeon, they wrote some of the psalms in here.
啊，大概还有几十。多篇，但少过五十篇，是不知道是什么人写的。
And then the less than 50 psalms that we don't know who the authors were.
但是读圣经的人读出来的时候，都承认有其中虽然没有提到名字，而当中大部分仍然是大卫写的。
But those who study the Bible, they say they figure even though the names is not mentioned, they feel that most of them are written by David also.
所以在历史上许许多多的读经的人都接受一个事实，说诗篇是大卫的诗。
So throughout history, most of the Bible scholars would acknowledge that the Psalms are written by David.
因为里面许多的话是神借着大卫学习过、经历过，然后把他自己的那个实际的光景记录下来。
Because a lot of the words are written here are by the learning of David and what he has experienced.
或者是向着神求恩典。
Or maybe he is petitioning
for grace. 或者是对着自己要很决定的把自己摆在神的面光的底下。
Or to place himself under the countenance of God.
那好了，现在我就要问弟兄姊妹们了。
Now let me ask brothers and sisters.
那这个怎么叫诗篇？
Why is it called the song?
就叫做大卫诗，不是很好了。
Why wouldn't they call the song of David?
那问题不在这里。
But that's not the issue.
问题是为什么神用着大卫记录下来这一些？
The issue is why would God use David to record all these?
你说因为神大卫是神所点名指出。他是合神心意的人。
And you might say it's because David's named as the one who's after God's heart.
你说神大卫是合神心意的人，我们没办法反对。
And we would not object to this fact that David
is called. 因为神是这样明显的说出来，也记录在圣经里。
That David is called one who's after God's heart because it's recorded in such a way.
但当你一看大卫这个的人的历史。
But if you look at the history of David,
你觉得他会比撒罗好吗？
Would you say that he's better than Saul?
你觉得大卫比扫罗比较起来的时候，扫罗会胜一级吗？
Would you say comparing David and Saul, would Saul be better?
大卫虽然他算是胜一级，
Even though,
但是他能够胜一级，就等到一个完全合神心意的那个要求吗？
Even though we would say David is better than Saul, but this bettering than Saul, would we count it as someone after God's heart?
除非你不去留意神的话。
And that's, I mean, if you don't pay
attention to God's word. 你要留意神的话的话，你觉得。
But if you do pay attention to God's word.
神说大卫是合他心意的人，是不是有点过分一点
？That when God called David, someone after his heart, isn't it a little bit too much?
因为我们看大卫的历史
，because we read the history.
你看见他的过失，
And you see his transgressions.
他在神面前不合乎神心意的事情也做了不少。
That he has done a lot of things that are not after God's heart.
那怎么扫罗就不合，扫罗就有那样的结局，而大卫就是另外一个结局。
Then why is that Saul has such an ending and David has such a different ending?
这是我们不太容易了解的。
There's something that's rather difficult for us to understand.
但是也不是不太容易了解的。
But still, it's not.
因为你回到神的话里头去的时候。
Because if we go back to God's word,
你就看到一件事情。
Then you see one matter.
什么事情呢？
And what is this?
大卫和扫罗。
David and Saul.
他们是什么人？
Who are they?
亚当的后代。
They are the descendants of Adam.
既然是亚当的后代。
Since they are the descendants of Adam.
他们有什么区别呢？
What difference do they have?
你跟我。
You and me.
是什么人呢？
Who are we?
又是亚当的后代。
We are still Adam's descendants.
那有什么区别呢？
So what difference is there?
严格地说起来。
To put it strictly.
圣经上老早就给我们指出了。
The Bible has pointed this out.
没有义人。
There's no righteous.
连一个都没有。
Not one.
这样子，大卫怎么会成为合神心意的人？
Then how would David become someone who's after God's heart?
弟兄姊妹们，诗篇就给我们看到这个答案了。
And verses, the Psalms gave us this answer.
我简单的提一提，我们查经的时候在碰到那个地方，我们再详细的说。
I'll just mention it, but when we go into Bible study, we'll go into the details.
不过我想弟兄姊妹，你先来看一处的经文。
And verses, let's first read some verses.
是哪一篇呢？
And which verse?
我。是第七篇吧？对
，Psalm 7。
对，第七篇吧。
Psalm 7。
第七篇第一节，耶和华我的神啊，我投靠你，求你救我，脱离一切追赶我的人，将我救拔出来。
Psalm 7:1, O Lord my God, in you I have taken refuge. Save me from all those who pursue me and deliver me.
第三节，耶和华我的神啊，我若行了这事，若有罪孽在我手里，我若以恶报那与我交好的人，连那无故与我为敌的人，我也救了他，就任凭仇敌追赶我。直到追向将我的性命踏在地上，使我的荣耀归于灰尘。
And then verses 3 to 5, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there's injustice in my hands.
这是大卫的一个经历。
And this is the experience of David.
就说出他怎么为人。
It tells us how he lived.
他来到神的面前。
When he came before God.
刚才我提到他不是没有做的一些不太对的事。
I mentioned earlier, it's not that he didn't do anything wrong.
但是大卫比扫罗强的那个地方是在哪里？
But where is his strength that David has over Saul?
他肯服在神的权柄的底下。
That he was willing to submit to God's authority.
错就是错了。
That he's wrong, he'll admit it.
但是人说你错了。
And God said that you're wrong.
大卫就说是的，我真的是错了。
And David would say that yes, I'm wrong.
我需要你的怜悯，需要你的恩典。
I need your mercy and grace.
我是仰望你的怜悯和恩典来脱离我的错了。
I look to your grace and mercy to depart from my wrongdoing.
这个就是大卫。
This is David.
但是保罗扫罗呢？
But for Saul.
事情就没有那么清楚。
Then it's not so clear cut anymore.
神说你错了。
And God said that you're wrong.
他说我没错。
He said that I'm not wrong.
你做的不对了。
He said you've done something not right.
扫罗说我做的这是最对。
And Saul would say that I've done something absolutely right.
你怎么差别就是在这么一点点。
So brothers, this is the difference.
不是说大卫一生下来就是好人。
It's not that David was born a good person.
大卫一生下来也是亚当的后代。
David was born as a descendant of Adam.
大卫 跟扫罗的比较，乃是一个是肯在神的面前服下来。
Compared to Saul, David is one who is able to submit to God.
一个就是不肯服下来。
The other one is not willing to submit.
如果你要真要看大卫做的事情
，If you really look into the things David
done, 有些事情做出来比大卫做的事情更糟糕，
and some,
比扫罗做的更糟糕。
And some of the things that he did was worse than what Saul did.
但是他能在神面前，神说他是义人。
But God called him a righteous person. In our heart, we will have a distinction between a good man and a bad person.
但在神的眼中
，But in God's eyes,
不是看你好人跟坏人。
It does not look at whether we are good or bad person.
他是看你是谁的后裔。
He looks at whose descendant you are.
如果是亚当的后裔
，If it's a descendant of Adam,
好也不好到什么地方去。
If you're good, you cannot be so good.
所以圣经里面就说到，没有义人，连一个都没有。
So that's why the Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one.
但现在扫大卫在这里说了。在他的经历上面，他在神面前祷告，向神说出一些他对神的等候。
But here we see the heart of David when he prayed to God. We see he's waiting for God.
啊，你留意第七章的第七篇里面一开头，神说：“神啊，求你救我脱离追赶。”一切追赶我的人将我救拔出来。
Pay attention to Psalm 7. The beginning says, David said, save me from all those who pursue me and deliver me.
然后在底下就说了。
And then later on it says,
大卫就在说，神让你也看到我，我从来没有亏负过人。
And David said to God, I've never shortchanged anybody.
如果我有过什么亏负人的事情，
If there's anything any injustice in my hand,
就任凭那个追赶我的人追赶到我死好了。
Then let those who pursue me overtake me.
那丢职问，你看这个话是不是很矛盾
？And verses are these words contradictory to each other?
既然你是完全很完全的，你还在神面前说什么？如果你有一些你人过不去的事情，就任凭人追赶我了。
If you are perfect before God, why would you say that if I have plundered anybody, let him pursue me and overtake me?
但上面他就说，神啊，你要救我脱离追赶我的人。
But before this, he said, save me from all those who pursue me.
那他是看到我是不应该被追赶的。
That he saw that he should not have been pursued.
因为我的是做到了好事。
Because all I have done was right.
但现在那么许许多多人追赶我。
But now there's so many who pursue after me.
那我是没有前途的。
That I don't have a way out.
神说你要救我脱离追赶我的人。
And David said, save me, deliver me from those who pursue.
那从这些话里面你看到。
And from these words we can see.
大卫的长处就在这里。
This is the strength of David.
他知道自己是应该是。自己是被追赶的人。
He knows that he is someone being pursued.
但是有一件事情不太准确。
But one thing that's not rather accurate.
究竟追赶他是谁？
Who are the ones who are pursuing him?
他没有看清楚。
We did not see it clearly here.
他只是看见人怎么对付他。
He did not see it very clearly. He only can see men dealing with him.
这个人对付我。
So this person is against me.
那个人对付我。
That person is against me.
处处我就是给人对付。
Everywhere people
against me. 你看到大卫他的历史的确是这样的。
And you can see this is David's history.
起初的时候。
In the very beginning.
在家里没有人看得起他。
And no one take him seriously in the family.
小孩一
个。He's just a child.
就弄到旷野里面去放羊。
So send him to the wilderness to shepherd the sheep.
长大起来了。
As he was growing up.
那。可以做一点事了。
That he could do some work.
那么特别是跟那个非利士人打仗的那件事。
Especially the battle against the Philistine.
以色列人不敢对付这个人。
The Israelites were afraid of this person.
大卫一到了前面就说：“我来对付他。
”But David went forward and said, "I will deal with him."
他哥哥你们怎么对他说话
？How did his older brother speak to him?
你这个小孩子，你懂什么事情？你就去放羊就好了。你来这个地方怎么凭生死的
？You are such a child. What do you know? You just go back and shepherd your sheep. Don't come here.
他没有给他们家里的人抬举得起来。
That he was not esteemed by his family.
等到他实实在在 凭着主的名来做成了一些事情。
And after he has accomplished some things by God's name.
人又一下子把他捧起来。
And all of a sudden people exalted him.
捧到一个地步，扫罗放不过他了。
Exalted him to a point that Saul.
扫罗呢给他许许多多难处。
And Saul gave him a lot of hardships.
那等到扫罗的事情完了。
So、after the matters of Saul.
那我说大的事。
And then we talk about some other.
他坐上王位了。
That he was the king. He became the king.
那是谁？我应该再说清楚一点这个。
And I'll make it more clear.
当他在外面牧羊的时候，
when he,
神的应许已经给他知道，将来他要做以色列的王。
When he was tending the sheep, God's promise has already come to him that he would be king of
Israel. 不过这个是好像是空话。
But these seems like empty words. 因为还小孩嘛，
什么时候等到他做王？
Because he was still a child, and when would he wait until he became king?
我们就看到一步一步。神是把他送到王位上面。
But later on, we see that step by step, God is taking him to the throne.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到
？So, brothers, you see this?
当大卫的声望有点兴起的时候
，And when he was exalted somewhat,
扫罗受不了了。
That Saul could not take
it. 所以扫罗用尽各种各样的方法来要杀他。
So Saul used all kinds of ways to try to kill him.
把他招做女婿了，做手段。来买起初要这样的这个方法来柔和一下。
And in the beginning, he was using this trickery of having David as son-in-law.
但是没办法，以色列人还是在那里说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
But the Israelites were still singing the hymn about Saul slaying thousands and David slays tens of thousands.
扫罗就受不了了。
So Saul could not take it.
用了许多方法要把大卫杀掉。
He used many ways to try to kill David.
甚至大卫要逃避到腓利士地来逃避扫罗。
And even to a point that David has to escape to where the Philistines are.
虽然是如此。
So even though it's like this,
跟着许许多多扫罗的人不住的把大卫的行踪传给扫罗，让大卫好像在地上无处可走了。
So those who follow Saul would continue to feed the news of David's whereabouts to Saul. So this seems like David did not have a place to stay on earth.
然后一直到他的儿子亚撒龙起来对付他。
And then later on, his son Absalom raised up and tried to deal with him. We will not go into the details.
因为这么你看大卫的历史，你就看到。
And brothers, when you see David's history, you see this.
对付他的人真是很多。
There's so many who oppose him.
但是他怎么对付那些对付他的人呢？
But how did he deal with those who
against him? 我简单提一提就好。
I'll just lightly mention.
大卫只是逃兵。
All David did was to escape.
有两次神有机会把扫罗放在一个地方，他只要一动手就可以把扫罗拿掉了。
That there are two opportunities that God placed Saul into places where David had to just do a little bit to kill him.
他说不能做这个事。
But David said,
我不能做这个事。
I cannot do
this. 他的手下要做。
Those who follow him wanted to kill Saul.
大卫也阻挡他们，我可以做。
But David kept them from doing it.
为什么？
Why was that?
大卫因为里面看到一件事。
Because within David he saw it.
现在虽然他是王，我不是。
Even though now he's the king and I'm not.
但是在神的应许里头，我是他不是。
But in God's promise that I am the king.
既然神是这样应许给我。
Since God has this promise.
扫罗的给除掉，就神自己杀手，我不能杀手。
That the getting rid of Saul would be done by God and not by my hands.
那你稍微知道大卫的一些事情。
So if you know a little bit about David's matter.
你就留意到第七章，扫罗在那里说。
Then you see this.
什么人我都放过。
In Psalm 7.
但是他们现在追赶我。
He says that I don't deal with anybody, but they're here to pursue me.
救我脱离追赶我的人的手。
So God saved me from all those who pursue me.
底下他在那里说明。
And then later on he explains.
如果我真是有人过不去的事情。
If I have reward evil,
神啊，你就任凭他来追赶我。
Then let those take over me.
那就是说了，大卫看自己看得蛮。清高的了。
So, which is to say, David esteemed himself highly.
他能在神面前这样说。
That he can say these things before God.
你也不能说他不对。
And you cannot say that he's wrong.
他的确是，他许多人与他过不去，但是他 结果是不是让人过去
？And even though there are a lot of people against him, but he let them go.
这个意思啊，还在以后的诗篇里还有出现。
And you see the similar things in the Psalms that are coming up later.
如果我是什么，就任凭那人来追赶我了。
If I had any shortcomings, let those who pursue me take over me.
那你说这样看来
？So you say that when we see this.
大卫是这样子。神不恩待大卫怎么行呢
？Because David is such a person, how could God have grace upon him?
但是我们有一个错觉。
But we have this misconception.
我们总是看人的外边所经过的事。
We always look at the outward experience.
没有看见人的那个本质的问题。
But we did not see the nature of man.
所以大卫他好像有那么大的胆量在神面前说：“神啊，像我这样。”放过许多人的人，他们不放过我。如果我真的放不过他们的话，就任凭神来，就任凭他们来追赶我好了。
So that's why David so bold before God and say that I have let go of so many of my enemies, but they would not let me go if I have any shortcomings.
他忘记了一件什么事情
？What did he forget？
虽然不错，他的过犯，他的缺失，在神面前得着赦免。
So it's true that his shortcomings, his transgressions are forgiven by God.
但是他这个人的本质有没有在神的面前给带回神所要的地步
？But his nature has it been brought to the point that where God wanted it to be?
他还没有看见。
He did not see this.
所以他才有这么一个祷告。
So that's why he has such a prayer.
如果有人追如果我真有过失的话，就任凭人来追赶我了。
If I have any shortcomings, then let people overtake me.
我提到这一件事情
，and the reason I mentioned it
乃是让弟兄姊妹你留意到。
It's to let brothers and sisters take note.
在神在大卫身上做工的时候
，When God worked in David,
他不是说大卫你做了多少对事，你做了多少不对的事。
Not there to say that David, how many things you've done right and how many things you've done wrong.
神所留意的是你这一个人对不对
？What God pays attention to is whether you as a person is right.
那你这个人，你一提到这个人的时候，那就是说你的来源对不对
？When we talk about this person, we're talking about the origin of this person.
你的这个来源是亚当的后代。
If your origin is the descendant of Adam.
那你必须要记得
Then you have to remember this.
人所做的一切义啊，在神的眼中看来，不过是破烂的衣服。
That all the righteous deeds of men in God's eyes are just rags.
我们以为我们做对了。
We thought that we'd done something right.
是事情你做对了。
It's true the matter is
done right. 但是你这个人不一定是也对。
But it doesn't mean you as a person is right.
现在神，我们看诗篇里边说到，神选用大卫这一个人来。在诗篇里面发表那么许许多多
，and we see that God has chosen David to express a lot of things in the book of Psalms.
很明显的一个事情
，and something very clear.
就是让人从大卫身上看见人的本相是怎么样，人在神面前是怎么没有跟上神的意思。
So these things are to let us see from David what man's true nature is before God and how man cannot follow on to God's will.
现在神把他提，好像说提拔起来吧。
Now seems like God is exalting him.
你以为你所接受的追赶是许多人追赶你
？And you thought that many are pursuing after you.
现在你要看清楚了。
Now you have to see very clearly.
真正追赶你的人不是人。
The one who's truly pursuing after you is not man.
不是人来追赶我，谁追赶我
？But if it's not man pursuing after me, who's pursuing after me?
是神去追赶他。
It's God who is pursuing after him.
神把他放在一个被追赶的那个实际里，让他在这个被追赶的里头真正的认识自己。
God placed him into the situation of being pursued so that he would understand clearly about this matter of being pursued.
更大的那件事情就是，你不单是认识自己，并且你必须要脱离自己。
And also to truly understand, know himself, and also more importantly, to depart from
himself. 你如果不脱离自己的话
，if you cannot depart or lose yourself,
你没有办法伏在神的权柄的底下。
That you will not be able to submit under God's
authority. 你不可能在神面前做一个对的人。
And you cannot be someone right before God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那我只是在这里稍微举一些举一些是特别提到神为什么用大卫负担这个诗篇那么大的部分。
And this is I wanted to mention this to point out why God entrusted David to write so many of the Psalms.
那现在你慢慢就也是会领会的。
So gradually we might have this understanding.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
大卫虽然是有许多的过犯
，Even though David has many transgressions，
但是他肯服在神的光中。
But he was willing to submit in the light of God。
他怎么能服在神的光中
？How did he submit in the light of God？
神追赶他。
It's because God pursued after him。
虽然他没有看见是神追赶
，Even though he did not see God was
pursuing after him，
he thought that man was dealing with him。
但是神让他慢慢的知道。
But God let him see gradually.
他实在是被神追赶的人。
He was truly someone who was pursued by God.
神追赶他这一件事情。
Still pursuing after him.
要把他从自己里头救出来。
God wants to save him from himself.
让他从一个被追赶的人成为一个合神心意的人。
That from someone who's being pursued by God, that becomes someone who's after God.
好了，我要来结束今天早晨的交通了。
So I need to end this morning sharing.
最简单最我用简单的话来再说两句
I will still speak a little bit further with some simple words
诗篇从第一篇开始
The Psalms beginning from one Psalm
一直到第一卷完
Until the end of the first part
是借着许许多多人的事情特别是大卫的事情来告诉我们跟随主的人怎么去追求生命上的长进
And through the experience of many people including David to let us see how we can progress in our life pursuit
所以他们都成了一个被神追赶的人
So they have all become someone who were pursued by God
我们自己就是也是这样的被神追赶
And it's the same for us we are pursued by God
所以因此弟兄姊妹们在你的日常生活工作个人环境里碰到有一些好像被人追赶的事情你不要停留在被人追赶
So brothers and sisters in your daily life in your encounterance of people when you come across this situation when you feel like you are being pursued
你透过被人追赶这个事情在神的面前说神啊是不是我有什么事情在里面过不去你借着人来追赶
And don't consider just pursuing by men but through this come before God and ask God is it that I have something that is not not going in accordance with your will so you're letting people to pursue
这是第一篇第一部分第一卷开始的头一部分的那些诗篇里边多半是就围绕着这样的一个光景
So this is the content of the first part of Psalms surrounding this topic.
但是到底后以后呢
？But then when it goes further down.
第二部分以后一直到末了呢
？And after the from the second part to the end.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到大卫所经历的一些难处没有完全过去。
And you see that the hardship experienced by David, they did not, they were not over.
那我们就说，那我们学界的生命的经历。要学到什么时候
So we will ask how long does it take for us to learn this experience of life
但是我要让弟兄姊妹们多看到一点点
But I'd like brothers and sisters look a little further
刚才我说开头这一部分是我们一般性的生命的学习
And I said the first part is our general learning in our life
要叫我们在神面前成为一个对的人
So that we can become someone who's right before God
然而从底后以后的那一些呢
And then what's later on
我简单的提就是
And I'll just mention it
神也把个人带进集体
And God wants to bring the individuals into a covenant.
但是这个不是最重要的部分。
But that's not the most important part.
最重要的部分是什么？
What is the most important part?
要把我们的生命带到一个地步，那个生命叫做作王的生命。
That is to bring our life to a point that is a life that reigns.
那当人从被追赶的人成为一个作王生命的人显出来的时候，
When man coming from a life that's being pursued to a life that reigns,
就带出一个结果，
It brings forth this ending.
全宇宙都伏在神的权柄底下，
That the whole universe will submit under God's authority.
让神得完全的荣耀、称颂和赞美。
So God will gain all the glory, honor and praises.
啊，就是我们今天早晨轻轻提一提的给弟兄姊妹对诗篇有一个多一点的体会。
So this is what we'd like to share this morning to let brothers and sisters have a little bit more understanding of the book of Psalms.
那下主日我们再来看神怎么领我们进入作王的生命。
So next Lord's Day we'll go into looking at how God leads us into this life of to reign.
因为最到了神起初造人就是要叫人作王。
Because when God created man, he wanted man to reign.
到了最末了的日子。
And to the very end days.
人就真正的成为王。
Then man will truly become kings.
直到永远。
Until forever.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但愿主用他自己的话，慢慢的把我们带进神的荣耀的旨意里。
May God use His own words to gradually bring us into His eternal will.
所以这次，我是和弟兄姊妹交通是主题是从诗篇看透视神永远计划的执行。
And so the theme of my sharing is to look at the execution of the eternal will of God through Psalm.
再用主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
叫我们都能跟得上神的引导和带领。
That we will be able to follow on to God's guidance and teaching. Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你没有隐藏你心里的话，不向我们发表。
Because you did not hide the words in your heart and not express them to us.
你在永远的日子里头已定规了一个荣耀的旨意。
In your eternity, you have already determined this glorious purpose.
你把人带到你心里头所要的地步。
You are to bring men to the condition where you want them to be.
叫他们是能按照你的旨意来显出你的荣耀和权柄。
So that according to your will, they be able to manifest your glory and authority.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但是人的愚昧没有跟上你。
Because of man's foolishness, we cannot follow on.
你也用着各种各样的方法把我们带回到你起初的定位。
But you use all kinds of ways to bring us back to your original determination.
我们还能说什么话？
What else can we say, Lord?
我们只有说。
We can only say this.
神啊，给我们更多的恩典。
God give us more grace.
让我们真实的能从你手里头接受你生命上的造就。
So we can truly receive the edification from your hand.
不单是接受生命的造就。
Not only edification in life.
你更进一步的接受你作王生命的培养。
And also for you to help us to nourish this life to reign.
但愿主的名得着永远尊贵的时候。
May your name when it receives the eternal glory.
我们都能与你一同显现在荣耀里。
We will be able to manifest in glory with you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, our Lord.
因为从起初一直到现在。
Because from the very beginning until now.
直到永远，你都是定义要用恩典来对待寻求你的人。
And also until eternity, you determined to give us grace who are willing to seek after you.
我们再次说感谢归给我们的主。
Once again, we say that thanksgiving to our Lord.
敬拜归给我们的父神。
Worship to our Godfather.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.